You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Ooh la la, oh my my, things get cooking around 4 to past 5. Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the fish fry.
Time for a little fish bites this morning. Navidomska says he is all ready to go. You said something related to this overabundance of water lately, huh?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the temperatures we have in February. This is crazy. I know it's the last day of February, but float tubing is, you'd think it was May. So that's what I want to talk about. And then I want to talk about giant trevally. So let's talk the fishing first, okay? So usually we think about ice off and everybody's getting excited, and it happens generally in March. But look, ice is off. Jordanelle Reservoir has no ice. Starvation Reservoir has no ice, and fishing is fine. So, like I say, you'd think it was May, but it's time to go. Ice fishing ended. Don't go out on any ice. I can't. Strawberry's completely covered. You probably could do fine there with all the snow. But I just transitioned to getting in, out in the boat, out in the pontoon, and fish. Good report out of a friend of mine who fishes with my flies. In Jordanelle, and so, you know, I tell you the flies, but you don't know them, but he was getting them on red and gold and pink. So fishing was good. They caught a bunch and some really nice size ones. And like I say, usually you're right along the ice, between the ice and the bank in March, but right now there's just no ice. So just think of fishing in February like you're fishing in May, and you're going to do fine. And because I'm leaving here, I'm going to be gone for a while, I want to talk about GT. I'm not an authority on fishing in salt in the ocean. You know, I do it a lot. I love it. But my expertise isn't what it is with the local fisheries and fishing for trout. But I've had a bucket list, thing for giant trevally. Now, I've caught a trevally. I caught a 65-pounder in Fiji.
And that wasn't giant?
No. These go, they can get up close to 200. But it isn't officially a giant till it's over 90. I talked to a guy. He says 100 pounds or better. That's what they call GT. Now, I caught a trevally, and it took me a ton of time to bring it in. I got him on a red popper, but we were trolling from a boat. So it doesn't really count in my bucket list of catching a trevally. To me, you have to cast for them, and you got to get them on a fly you tied. So that is probably going to happen. If you've been listening to the show for what, I'm in my 19th year, I have all my buckets filled, but not a GT.
So how are you going to decide what the fly looks like, and when are you going to tie that thing?
Well, I'm working on them now. Yeah, I have three colors that I want to tie them in, and I use a giant OT6 Gamagatsus.
And what happens if you get there and the guide says, dude, that will not work?
Well, he'll be wrong, and he wouldn't say that because if you go on his webpage, and every guide's webpage has their flies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been looking, I've been researching this for a while, the top 20 GT flies, and listen to people's blogs. I mean, everybody goes online and with photos and stuff, so I have lots of information about it.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm going to be in the Maldives, which is in the Indian Ocean about, 600 miles west of India.
Not an easy place to get to.
No. Well, for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of a thing I've always wanted to do is get a GT. I don't know that I'll get one. I was looking at various guides. This one guy was bragging. He had 12 people, and they caught 7 in a week. So,
oh, wow. How many days are you going to be out there scouting them?
Well, I'll be there for 10 days.
But, I mean, actually fishing for the GTs.
Well, it depends. It's $1,000 a day.
Yeah, that's my question. So how many thousands of dollars are you going to spend trying to catch a GT?
Probably, hopefully, one.
Okay. All right. If you don't get it on the first $1,000 day, are you tempted to do another $1,000 day?
Oh, I'm more than tempted. I'll keep going, probably. It depends on how busy I am. You know, I have my wife there, and it's a bucket list destination for her, too. But yeah, we definitely moved our stay, which was on one of the islands, they're atolls, most of them, and it was closer to the airport. But we're moving way out. We're like, I don't know, 200 miles to the north.
And that was just to have access to the GTs.
Correct.
Yeah.
It cost us another $600 ahead for the flight because we got to land on a seaplane.
Yeah.
So the other one was just a boat ride to the atoll that we were staying on. But we decided if we're going to go to the Maldives, I want to have a shot at GT. Most people die without ever having hooked a GT, but I'm going to give it a shot, and I wanted to improve my odds. So we're going to be in the north, the furthest place out where most of the GTs are, because they're so sought after. If it's accessible, you know, they've been overfished.
Yeah. Better be a big GT, or the cost per pound is going to be astronomical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm letting them go. You know that, right?
Yeah, I got that.
You're going to record all this? You're going to have it videotaped or anything? Videotaped.
No, I mean, I don't even know. I was kind of hoping I would be able to call you guys, you know, so I can do it on the air. It's exactly 12 hours different. So when it's midnight here, it's noon there.
Well, let's try and make that happen. I would love to do it, actually.
Yeah.
If we can make it happen, that would be fantastic. You don't need anything else for your carry-on bag in the form of a satellite phone, though.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you got a lot.
But you know what? They have phone service, so
yeah,
we'll figure it out.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great stuff. All right, we're all cheering for you to get the GT. And we're not talking, you know, cars here. We're talking fish. 90
like
pounds or bigger.
I'd like to at least have the audio of him yelling about
absolutely.
It, you know?
Gail will be on the boat. Yeah. Just have her shoot it on your phone and send it to us. That'll work, too.
We'll for sure get that done.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. We'll come back in just a minute. Mark Hadley joins us. Swan season is here, and the Swans are migrating their way through Utah. So stay with us. Hour number two is next.
Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the fish fry. Shimmy!
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.